We looked at the Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara spoke about preparing towards the end of the day of Yom Kippur in the third line from the top. The Fatim Be'egoiz and the Mefarches and the Rimayim and Amincha Lamaila with Pei Agmas Nefesh, to remove Agmas Nefesh, to cause Agmas Nefesh. However, you're going to learn the Pshat, the two Pshatim and the Rishonim. Why is it permissible? Ayitz Mechen Miyontef Lachol, Mechen Mishabbos Lachol. He's preparing for Yom Kippur, for after Yom Kippur. He's not going to eat it on Yom Kippur. So the answer is that it's only an Issa Derabbanan to begin with. Hachana, which doesn't involve any malach, is only an Issa Derabbanan. So there is a machlokes when you learn Hilchas Sukkis. So there is a discussion in Hilchas Shmini Atzeres. The Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger and the Dogon Revava have a whole discussion. If you have a good gabbai, so he knows that he has to shtel the Sefer Torah in advance, the night before. He doesn't wait till Shabbos morning to roll up the Sefer Torah and keep everybody waiting 5 minutes. He rolls the Sefer Torah at night after Ma'ariv. That's in Yiddish, they call that the shtel and the Sefer Torah. So the Shabbos, what if you have, let's say, 2 days Yontav, you have Shabbos next to Yontav, you want to roll the Sefer Torah on the first day to prepare it in the right place for the second day. So that's Hachana. You're not permitted to be Mechan on the first day Yontav for the second day Yontav. Even Hachana doesn't involve any Malach. And even our Rosh Hashanah, the Maril says, I think we spoke about it, even though you say that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichto, you don't say it Lahakal even on an issue Dirabbanon, just to set the table on the first day for the second day. You don't say Yom Arichto Lahakal. You only say Yom Arichto Lahakal. The Chorvitz HaMachloik is the Ramam and the Ravid. It is a Yom Arichta only Lahachmer or Ben Lahakol. Ben Lahachmer, what if you made an Erve Tuchumen or an Erve Chatzeris and it was Kayim Ben Hashmashes of the first day and it was Nechal before it came the beginning of the Ben Hashmashes of the second day? They say Yom Arichta Lahakol, that if the Erev was Kayim, the first Ben Hashmashes, it's good for the second day because Yom Arichta Lahakol. Or they say, no, you only say Yom Arichta Lahachmer, not Lahakol. You treat it, you go the Chumrah in both directions. You treat it as a Sfeik of the Yom, and whenever that'll come out of Chumrah, and you treat it as a Yom Arichta, whenever that'll come out of Chumrah. So that seems to be a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Hilchas Erevin. So the Maril takes a stand, and he says, we don't follow the Rambam, we follow the Ravid, then we say Yom Arichta only Lahachmer, you don't say Yom Arichta Lahakol. So you're not even allowed to prepare on the first day Rosh Hashanah for the second. Lomim boy, you're not allowed to cook food to do a malacha. Even just to set the table is not permissible. Even though hachana b'li malacha is not an isa derais. So it's not permissible to roll up the Sefer Torah on the first day Yontif for the second day. You have to wait till after Ma'ariv. On the Ma'ariv of the second day Yontif, so it's ready after Tzeis HaKachom. So then you can roll the Sefer Torah for the next morning. That's the same day for the same day. That's okay. Shaila is, what about to roll the Sefer Torah on Yom Tov Shabbos? You have to wait till after Tzeis HaKachavim on Leil Shabbos. Maybe on Yom Tov Shabbos you're allowed to roll the Sefer Torah. So, how many shittas could there be? Yes, no, maybe. So there are three shittas in Shulchan Aruch. No, maybe. There are three shittas. So one shita is yes. One shita is, it depends if you made an Erev Tavshilin. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, the Magen Avraham says like that. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, then you're allowed to do Malachas on Yom Tov Shabbos, then you're allowed to do Hachon on Yom Tov Shabbos as well. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to do Malachas on Yom Tov Shabbos, and then you're not allowed to do Hachon on Yom Tov Shabbos either. The Dogam of Rabba is Masik on the Magen Avraham, and he says that he thinks that even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah. Why? Because in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam doesn't disagree. And the modern stem, they quote those who disagree. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that even when you make an Erev Tavshilin, it only permits you to do those malachas that lead up to eating food. Let's say the rabbi is going to give a shiur on Shabbos afternoon. He wants to carry the medrash that he's going to get drosha, sefer, whatever he's going to give. He wants to carry a sefer to shul on Yom Tov Shabbos. And he made an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is good only with respect to Tzorchei Suda. To light a candle means to, rather than eat in the dark, and when I was a little boy, lighting the candle, when I was brought up in the Bronx,
My grandmother lit the candles means it was dark in the house. He couldn't afford to leave on the electricity. When the candles went out, it was dark at night. So they didn't leave on any lights. So lighting the candle means that's Letzarech Achiva. That's Letzarech Achiva. There's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Can you say a bracha lahadlik ner shal Shabbos, lahadlik ner shal Yontif? If you light your lobe makam achiva, so we're makel. But the ikir hadlaka really is the makam achiva, and that's according to the Ran. When you do an erev, when you make an erev tashilin, and you say b'hadene ruvi hevshar alon ladluke, that's only ladluke to light the makam achiva. Shalom makam achiva takan adlat according to the Ran. And Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran. So the dogma of Abba says like that. He thinks that even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah on Yontif for Shabbos, because it has nothing to do with eating food. It has to do with Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Kivega there in the Shulchan Aruch is Masig on everybody. And he has this in his commentary on Mishnayis, and he has it in the Chubis. He repeats the same thing in a few different places. He has it on this Mishnah. He says that the Mishnah talks about preparing on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. I'm going to make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. Is Shabbos on a higher level kedusha than Yom Kippur, or we treat them as if they're both on the same level? Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So we assume that Shabbos is on a higher level than Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Kivi, Rabbi Shmuel, Maseches Megillah, how many aliyahs do you give? On a normal Sheni v'chamishi, you give 3 aliyahs. On Chalamoidim Rosh Chodesh, you give 4 aliyahs. On Yontif, you give 5 aliyahs. So you're going up, the more important the day is, so the more aliyahs there are. It's not a punishment to learn more Torah. It's a reward. If the day is more important, then you have more aliyahs. You have more Liman HaTorah. So the question is, which day deserves the prize? Which day should get the highest number of aliyahs? After you went to Yontif, then you have Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So Shabbos on top, Yom Kippur slightly below. That's our practice. Yom Kippur, there are 6 aliyahs. In Shabbos, there are 7 aliyahs. That's how we pass them in Shulchan Aruch. Or should be assumed like the other Tana. No. Rabbi Kiva holds that Yom Kippur is higher than Shabbos. So Yom Kippur has 7 aliyahs and Shabbos has 6 aliyahs. So the same machlokes, the Achronim point out, it's the same 2 Tanaim involved over here, Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara discusses it later. And Kuf Yud Dalet, the same 2 Tanoim argue over here. Do you assume that Yom Kippur is on a lower level than Shabbos and you're permitted to make the beds on Yom Kippur the covered Shabbos? Or do you say no, they're both on the same level and it's not the same day, one is Shabbos, one is Yom Kippur, so you're not allowed to make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivegir asks, make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, what did he do? He made an Erev Tavshilin. What do you do? Bayas Yom Kippur never falls out on Friday. So the whole discussion doesn't exist. We're talking Bismachi Kitchu Al Piyariya, so it's still possible that Yom Kippur will fall out on Friday. So if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, do you make an Erev Tavshilin? Of course not, Rabbi Kivegir said. We're going to make an Erev Tavshilin. We're not allowed to cook anything on Yom Kippur. There's no Heterech HaMefesh, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. You only have an Erev Tavshilin if Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to laugh away when he used to tell a story about one rabbi announced in shul that Yontif is going to be on Sunday and Monday, so everybody should make an Erev Tavshilin. So the Shamas didn't want to be Mavaza, the rabbi, in public, so he got him privately and he said, Rabbi, you only make an Erev Tavshilin when Yontif is on Friday. Make an Erev Tavshilin to be allowed to cook on Yontif and Shabbos, but if Yontif is on Sunday, what are you making an Erev Tavshilin for? So the rabbi realized that he made a mistake, but he had to cover up, he had to say something. So he said, the Goyen Shita. You can always pin anything on the Vilna Gaon, Goyen Shita. So Rabbi Zalveji used to tell over this story. Whenever the rabbis make a mistake, whenever they always pin it on him. They say, Rabbi Soloveitchik Shita, or the Vilna Gaon Shita, they always pin the blame on something. You'll never know what the Goyen says. The Goyen is always unpredictable. There's no, Rabbi Kivegi said, there's no Erev Tavshilin. When Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, there is no Erev Tavshilin. So Rabbi Kivegir says, and nonetheless, the Tanoim have the machlokes whether Matzianus Amitas Miyom Kippurim LeShabbos or not. Are you allowed to set the beds or not? If Yom Kippur is on a lower level, you're allowed to set the beds. If Yom Kippur is on the same level, then you're not allowed to make the beds. So you see that Hachana, that has nothing to do with eating, is permissible B'li Erev Tavshilin. If it's a Hachana B'li Malacha, it's Mutar even without an Erev Tavshilin. Somehow it's Rabbi Kivegir proves it from the Mishnah. It's an easy Rabbi Kevega to understand. It's not so complicated because Hachana B'li Malacha is only an Issa de Rabbana Heimamer Beheimamer. So they never asked it. If you're preparing on Yom Tov Shabbos, somehow it's easy to say over, it's easy to understand, not so complicated. Somehow people misunderstood this. So they said Rabbi Kevega said that when you make an Erev Tavshilin, it only helps if you're doing a Malacha. If you're doing Hachana, it doesn't help. That's not, Rabbi Kevega said the opposite. Rabbi Kevega said if it's Hachana B'li Malacha, you don't need any Erev Tavshilin. And his raya was, for Yom Kippur, Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos, Bezman HaTanoim. That was a possibility. So that's the general, I think that's the generally accepted opinion. Rabbi Kevega has a raya from the Mishnah, that you don't even need an Erev Tavshilin. You can't argue, but the Ran says that Erev Tavshilin only, the Mechaber quotes the Ran, and the Ramah doesn't disagree that Erev Tavshilin only helps with respect to Tzorchei Suda. And rolling up the Sefer Torah is not Tzorchei Suda. The Pashtus is like Rabbi Kevega proof in the Mishnah, that if you're doing a hachana b'li malacha on a day which has a lower level of kedusha on behalf of a day which has a higher level of kedusha, you don't even need an erev tavshilin. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah. They never asked the ki hagavu. Never called tzachana. We assume other tzarchei suda, other tzarchei achila. In the new Svarim, they quote that some other Rishonim disagree, and maybe we have the right to be Mekel against the Shulchan Aruch. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber de Ramah and the Morgan Avraham, the standard Noisei Kelim don't disagree. They leave it like that. But let's say the rabbi wants to hold Adrosha Shir on Shabbos, and he needs a Sefer that he has at home. So he's not permitted, even if he made an Erev Tavshil, he's not permitted to carry the Sefer on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So let's say you want to carry a machzit for Shabbos. If you need the machzit today, okay, so you're carrying today for today. But if you want to carry some, what's Eichet Timsa, I don't know. You have a different machzit for the first day Yom Tov and a different machzit for the second day Yom Tov. Let's say. So the second day Yom Tov is on Shabbos. You want to carry on the first day for the second day something to shul, which is not Tzorchei Suda. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not permitted to do that. Yesterday we were learning the Gemara Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, why not count Kotesh as an Av Malacha? Because in the Mishkan they did Kotesh on the Samamonim. So the Gemara answers, the reason why it wasn't counted is because Kenani Yochel Pitoi below Kitish. So what was the answer? So we mentioned there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Chidushi Haran. So the Chiddush Aran says that answer means that it's a toldov. It wasn't the Mishkan, you're right, it wasn't the Mishkan, but it wasn't so chashiv. The only time it's called an av is hachtavi b'mishkan chashiva. Has to have two conditions. If it wasn't the Mishkan, but it's not chashiv, then it's only called a toldov. And Rashi, the Beferish, does not learn like that. Rashi says that Kotesh is an av, but the reason why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is only listing off those that are Sidur de Pas. Rashi quoted the Gemara by Ofer. Why does it say Ofer? Why doesn't it say Mabasho? Lishol Samamanim. The Gemara says we're listening off Siddur the Pas. Fine. That's it. So Rashi doesn't agree with the Chiddush. Rashi holds that it's enough. The Pashtus and Tosfos is that Tosfos also learns like the Chiddush Harat. Tosfos doesn't say explicitly, but the Pashtus is that Tosfos is assuming that it's a tolda, that it's not enough. Since it wasn't chashuv, so therefore doesn't deserve to be kept. So on this Tosfos, Shekein Oni Yochel Pita V'lo Ketisha, Tosfos refers you to a Gemara at the end of the Perek. The Mishnah, an Ayin Vav Amud Beis, starts a whole, the last Mishnah in Perek L'Gadol starts a whole series of Mishnayos. It's going to keep on going on and on and on and on. About Hoitzor, really starts on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Hoitzor, how much do you have to carry in order to be chayv? So if you're carrying metal, is one shear. If you're carrying parchment, is a different shear. If you're carrying wood, is a different shear. If you're carrying each material, solid, liquid, is it Michael Beim, is it Michael Adam? All arichas. So the Mishnah says, what if you're carrying food that has shells? So the shear for food is kigra geres. Hamotzi ochel kigra geres chayiv. What if I carry two different foods? One is a half a grogeres, another one is another half a grogeres. The mission says mitzdarfim zeim zeh. Neshe shavu b'shiurei. That's the klal. Kosher shereim shavim, mishmaseim shavim, mitzdarfim zeim zeh. That's a Mishnah Me'ila. Mishnah Me'ila is talking about tuma. That things are metamei, amei sodom. If you have a dead human body, is metamei. If you have a kazais, basam and ameis. If you have a dead sheretz, kadash is metamei. So the shaila is whether half a kadash of a sheretz, but the half a kazais of an odom would they be mistar from yachad. So the Mishnah says, Zeaklal, has to be shirem shavim and has to be shmoseim shavim. The shame hatum is the same. It's the same aloche. It's shame echad, the same iser. It has to be the same shir. So let's say, Revi is dam and ameis is metamei. Kazai's basam and ameis is metame. It's a pashup shad. Even though it's shmosem shavim, it's tumas meis metame. The magam and masah ba'ohel, they're both metame ba'ohel, but it's not shirem shavim. This is a revius and this is a kazai's. So those would not be mitztarfim. But with respect to the shmoina shvatzim hamurim atayro, which are metame the chumish litzof eight shvatzim that are metame b'moisam, and all the other dead bugs are not metame. All the other cockroaches, whatever else, dead animals. Dead rodents, behema v'chaya dead that never had a shechita are also metami. That's nivlas behema. But a dead sheretz is only metami. It's one of the if it's one of those shmoina shvatz mahamur matar. Otherwise, it's not metami. So what about bayo? Meis adam the basa with the dam are not mitzvah from yachad. Even though shem echad is the same tuma, but it's not shiurim shavim. This is the basa is shiur kezayis, the dam is shiur berevius. Masheini came by a dead sheretz. The halacha says that the shear for the dam is also kadasha. The shear for the besar hasheretz is kadasha, and the shear for the dam is also kadasha. So since it's shiurim shavim and shmaseim shavim, so it's mitztarfim zem zem. Same as on Yom Kippur. Let's say one who eats on Yom Kippur. So the shear for achilus shtia is this. Let's say a person eats on Yom Kippur b'meizid is chayv kolos. So if he eats on Yom Kippur b'shoigig is chayv chatas. If a person violates the other inuyim on Yom Kippur, he wears leather shoes, or he washes, or he smears his body with oil. So the din is etinat chayv kores. That's a gemara in the end of the Nedarim. That's what led the Rishonim to have a machloikis. The Rabbi Natan was led to understand that shari nuim is only midirabbana. If it's all deraisa, so why did you split between them and you say that achidush do you have kores, the others don't have kores? I write that the shari nuim is only midirabbana. And the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam seems to hold the favors that the hamisha nuim are deraisa. That's the long run and the Taisis Hishonim in the beginning of the last paragiume. They argue out this issue, all arise back and forth. Are the Shari Nuim the Raisa the Rabbanon? So it's Machlaik is the Rabbin and Tom holds the Beferish the Rabbanon, and the Ramam holds that it's their Raisa. So the Ramam holds that there's only Kuris and Achilushtiya, and the others are their Raisa, and there's no Kuris. Not so far fetched. You can have, take for example, there's a Pasig and Chumish, that there's an Isa Dam, called Dam Loisechelu. There are different kinds of Dam. Sometimes, let's say I take a piece of meat and I squeeze out the blood and I drink the blood. That's an Isa Deraisa. But there's no Kuris on that. Kuris is only if you drink the Dam Shanashama Yotzebo or the Dam Alev. But the Dam Hoivorim, you squeeze it out and you drink it. There's an Isa Deraisa. But there's no Kuris. It's possible to have one Isa and you can violate it sometimes with Kuris and sometimes without Kuris. Not such a Raya Machrachas. Abinatam's Raya, the fact that we split between the Hamisha and Inuim. Some have Kuris, some don't have Kuris. So there's only going to be achi of chatos if you eat achi lo shtiyo. There's going to be achi of chatos because the mezid there would have been kores. The only chayv chatos on the dovish is done a kores. That's going to be shigigosa chatos. And the shari nurim for sure. Even if you hold that it's nisad deraisa, there isn't going to be any chi of chatos. So what if a person eats and drinks behel mechod? So the din is that's all shei mechod. He's only chayv one chatos. He eats a lot and he drinks a lot. All behel mechod. He forgot that it's yom kippur. He's only chayv one chatos. But it's not shiurim shavim. The shiur for achila is the shiurim for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, because it doesn't say beloshan achila shti, it says lois kol nefesh shalos suunim, inisim es nafshe seichem. So kim luhula rabbanan, the Gemara has an expression that the shiur for inui doesn't correspond to the shiur for achila. As far as achila is concerned, you need kosevis hagasa, which is larger than a kazayis. And as far as shti is concerned, the shiur is maloi lugma, which is less than revius. It's in Gansan different from Achil and Shtiyah Kol HaTarku. But I call Panim HaTzad HaShavit, there's one thing in common, that Achil and Shtiyah Kol HaTarku, the Shurim are not Shavit. Achila the Shir is Kazayas, and Shtia the Shir is Revius. Here on Yom Kippur also, the Achila needs more, and the Shtia needs less than a Kol Tarkula, but it's still Atzad HaShav HaShem. Achila Shtia, not Shir Em Shav. So that's what the Mishnah says, that if a person eats and drinks a lot, Behel HaMechon is only Chayv one Chathus, because it's Shem Mechon. He repeated the same Avera many times. It's like Zomar, what do they more have? Noteya, Zareya, Mavrich, Markiv, Zomer is all Chayv Achas, because it's a repeat of the same thing. So Shem Mechot, so we only Chayv one Chathos. So if a person does Achil HaShtia, Shem Mechot, but the Achil HaShtia, the Mishnah says, are not Mitztar from Yachad. Oichlim with Oichlim are Mitztar from Yachad, and Mashkim and Mashkim are Mitztar from Yachad. But Oichlim and Mashkim together are not Mitztar from Yachad. Let's say on Yom Kippur, Oichlim and Oichlim are Mitztar from Yachad. What if he eats two foods that don't blend in together? Let's say he drinks two beverages that just don't blend in together. If you mix it together in a glass, it wouldn't taste good. Some of that did, no? Tomato juice with orange juice. They're different beverages that just don't blend in together. Foods, hot cheese with, I don't know, there must be some oichlam that just don't blend in together. So that doesn't say in there. The Sfasemis points out on the Mishnah in Yuma. He thinks that then it's mitzvah from Yachad. It doesn't say that the two foods have to be able to blend in together, or that the two mashkim have to be able to blend in together. So here also the Mishnah says, Hamotzi ochlim and mitzvah from Zem Zef. I have a chatzi grogus of one ochl, a chatzi grogus of flesh, and a chatzi grogus of cheese. And I can't eat the cheese and the flesh together. It doesn't make a difference. That you're not allowed to eat in the Rabbana. Let's say you have two foods that just a goy wouldn't eat them together. Just don't blend in together. Two beverages that don't blend in together. So the Mishnah says, mitztar from zemzeh. As long as I have a hefik kishir of one, a hefik kishir of the other, lifnation shavu shirem. That's based on the Mishnah in Me'ila. If you have shmasem shavim, shirem shavim, it's mitztar from zemzeh. However, chutz m'lekiposam v'garinehem v'yukzehem v'subon amursanon. Let's say I have an orange, and I'm not going to eat the peel, and I'm not going to eat the pits, and I'm not going to eat the ukits, the thing that it's attached to the tree with, or I have, let's say, those are garinim and klipas, which I don't eat the ukits. What is suban and mursanon? These are the shells on the grain. The shells on the grain are basically not food. The kernel or grain itself is food. Let's say you have peanuts. So you have a couple of peanuts. All together, the peanuts with the shells add up to a gogeres. You don't eat the shells. You don't eat the shell, so it's not mitzvah. So the Gemara has akasha. Here you tell me that suban, yeah, the peanut shells are simply not edible. But there are, let's say, apple shells are edible. So the apple shell, normal people eat the apple with the shell. Sometimes people are allergic, whatever, so they'll remove the shell from the apple, then they'll eat the apple without the shell. Orange peel, most people do not eat. Very few people eat it. They use it for, they make other food out of the orange peel, but people don't eat the orange peel. So I understand that the peanut shell and the orange peel are not mitztarf. I think the apple shell would be mitztarf. The apple shell is roi l'achili. You eat it together. So the pashtus would be mitztarf. So the Mishnah says suban amursanon. That's on the kernel of grain. You have a shell that covers the kernel itself. So the Mishnah says that also doesn't count. It's not mitztar for the shear kigrogeris. You have to have a shear kigrogeris with the grain minus the subin amursanon. Correct? The Gemara Akasha. The subin amursanon loy mitztarfim. Is that true? That it's not mitztar to a shear, but there's a Mishnah chala that in order to be chayv to be mafish chala, you have to have a minimum amount of flour. And the Mishnah says the subin amursanon are included. Chamesh is from Kemach Yod. Mem Gimel Beitz and Chomish Beitz. That's what it adds up to. The Gematria of Chala. That's what the Achronim say. How much is Ches Lamed Hei? Ches Lamed Hei is 43. So you're missing a little bit. Mem Gimel Beitz and Chomish Beitz. Okay. So they left out the Chomish Beitz. So the that's called Chamesh Zvarim Kemach Ve'ov plus a little bit more than Chamesh Zvarim is Mem Gimel Beitz and Chomish Beitz. Hayov Machala, so it says not only is the flour that you ground up from the kernel of grain itself mitztarif to the shear, this is whole wheat flour. Whole wheat flour means that they don't separate, we'll soon discuss in a minute. If they didn't separate the shell and they ground everything all together, then it's called whole wheat flour. So it says that the shells are mitztarif. So how come here in Hilchos Shabbos he say not only are the peanut shells not mitzdarfim, not only are the orange peels not mitzdarfim, even the soup and the mursan on the shells on top of the kernels of grain also not mitzdarfim. And there in Hilchos Chalit is mitzdarf. So Abayi says no, that's different. Shkenan erchot pita b'isa belusa. Since sometimes people eat whole wheat, now it's considered very healthy. All the health bugs are doing it. In the days of the Tanaim, it was considered a lunatic. Hardly anybody would want to do it. And Taisa says, hardly any anim do it. A miut of the anim, not the raven anim. But since there is a miut of anim who do it, ochel pita b'isa belusa, he doesn't bother to remove the shell, he grinds it all together. So that's the halacha that it's mitzdarf. So the Mishnah says there in Chala, if you look in Chala's Nagel Halacha, it says there that's only if you ground it up together, you left it the way it is. What if you remove the shells, and then you ground up the flour from the grain, and then you ground up the shells, and then you mixed it back in? So then it says it's not mitzdarf. It's only mitzdarf if they left it together. I remember when we learned Mishnah's Chala, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that he thinks that's the way they do it now. Because when they sell whole wheat flour, so they tell you what percentage of the whole thing is shells. And the percentage doesn't correspond to the percentage that it's supposed to be. So he said that he researched it a little bit. You got to find out if it's still the same. And he said that's what they do. They separate the shells from the kernels of grain. They do ketisha. And then they grind everything up. And then they throw back in a certain percentage that they think would make people happy, that people are interested in. But he said they don't. At that time, that's what he said. This is 40 years ago. He said, they don't grind it all together. So he said, the din in the Mishnah would be that it's not mitzdarif. That's an interesting din. That halacha, that it's only mitzdarif if it wasn't separated. Once it's separated, it's not mitzdarif. You have such dinim in other areas. Let's say, I have milk. So what percentage of the milk is just plain H2O water? A very high percentage. I think it's almost 90%. Way over 80%, I think. It's just plain water. So the Gemara says, what if you made cheese from the milk? And you're left with whey. So whey is a question whether that's milchig min ha-terem ha-derabbanan. But then you make cheese from the whey. That's called whey cheese. And after you make the cheese from the whey, then you're left mamish with vasadika whey. Mamish. It's plain H2O. So the Gemara says that that's paravim in HaTorah. It's only milchig midirabbanan. Why is it milchig midirabbanan? Because in the past it was milchig. When it started off, it was milchig. So it's only milchig midirabbanan. So the darki tshuva effect akasha. So milchatchila, when you have milk and you're trying to calculate shishim, so why do you ever have to calculate shishim keneged all the milk? Why don't you just calculate shishim keneged 15%, 20%? If 80% of it is mamish water, min ha-Torah, it's parva. It's only milchig midirabbanan. So why are we so machmer in calculating the shishim? The answer is, if that's the way the milk comes out from the cow, so everything is milchig min ha-Torah when it first comes out. When you'll separate, after you'll separate the water, that's called mei mecholov. In Shulchan Aruch they have two terms, mecholov, and the Gemara has an expression, mecholov. And the Rishonim invented a new term, mei mecholov. So mei mecholov we use to describe whey. If they made cheese, so you remove the curds from the milk, so you're left with something that's practically water, very watery, has a little bit of milk in it. And then after you make the cheese from that whey, what's left, the Rishonim made up a new term, is mei mecholov, so that's paravim in our term. But that's only paravim min ha-Torah after we're separated. Kozman, that it's all mixed in together, that's going to be cholam min ha-Torah. In fact, our Tzvi Pesach Frank has an interesting tshuva. He discusses a pilpul. Someone was cooking milk in a pot on the stove, and it was evaporating. There was steam on top, and they had some meat hanging on top. So the and they didn't know whether the steam that reached the meat was yatzal lettuce when it reached the meat, so that it was bishul. Oh, it wasn't yatzal lettuce. You just wash off the meat and fart it. So would this be a suffik deraisa lechumra, or would this be a suffik derabbanan lekula? So if it would be chicken on top, it would be suffik derabbanan lekula. Chicken and milk is only derabbanan, but it's meat on top, so it's lechara, it should be a suffik deraisa. See, Pesach Frank says no, but just a minute. When you're cooking the milk and it evaporates, Only the H2O Shabo evaporates. The curds remain behind. So whenever the water is separated from the milk, then it's paravim in HaTorah, it's only milchig mederabbanan. So he has a tshuva where he has a pilpul, but here the steam is standing on top of the milk on the bottom. Is that considered separated, or is that still considered mechuber to the milk? The milk is cooking on the bottom, and the steam is coming up, and it's bumping into the meat on top. So maybe that makes basam b'chol of their rice. Maybe that's still considered connected. Maybe after you separated mamish, it won't be connected anymore. Maybe then it's only milchig mederabbanan, parvim and atar, only milchig mederabbanan. So he has a pilpul, and the Tshuvas Har Tzvi has a discussion. You have such a similar din b'negiyah to dam. Gemara says in Chulin, there's a mitzvah of kisli hadam. So the Gemara discusses what's the definition of dam. So the Gemara says if you leave, so the Gemara talks about dam. If you drink dam behem achay v'yoyif, there's an isa koris called dam los achelum. So the Gemara says, what if I leave dam in the sun and it's going to cause it to separate? So the red part, the red blood particles are going to separate, and then you're going to have the plasma that has no red in it. Usually it's all mixed in together. So the Gemara says, once it separates, then the plasma part is ain dino kidam. So there's no chiyuv karis if you eat it. It's not dam. It'll be an isa derabbanan because it was once dam. It was once dam. But there won't be any isa deraisa, and you can't be yotze the mitzvah kisi adam on that. You can only be yotze mitzvah kisi adam on the dam part. This is no longer dam. So what if you drink the dam when it's all together? What, I don't know. What percentage of all dam is plasma? You can find out. Okay. So the shaila is when a person eats dam, so the Rambam says, ha'echel kezayis dam is loike. The question is, ha'echel kezayis dam is loike. You should have to drink so much dam that he knows that he has the kezayis of the red blood corpuscles in it. So the Tzafnas Paneach, the Ragachover writes on that Rambam. No, you see the Rambam writes in Hilchas Macholas Asur, it's the beginning of a Perek. I think beginning of Perek Beis or something. He writes, Echel Kazayis Dam Loike. Sounds like all you need is a Kazayis. You don't have to have so much that you know that you've swallowed a Kazayis of the red part. So the answer is, he says, Kozman, that it's all together, the whole thing is Dino Kidam. It's only after you'll separate the plasma from the blood, then it's no longer Dina Kedam, it's not Perek Beis. First line in Perek Vav, Ha'echel Kazayis min Adam b'meizit chayiv koris b'shoigik mevichat iskvo. So the Ragachava has in his sefer on the Rambam, Tzafnas Panech, his name is Yosef Rosen. So Yosef HaChumash is known as Tzafnas Panech. He's the one who figured out all the secrets. He thinks that he figured out the secrets in the Rambam. They called the Sefer Tzafnas Paneach because he was Yosef and he figured out the secret. So he writes on this Rambam, Ha'echel Kazayis Min Adam is a Chiddush, even though it's not a Kazayis of the red blood corpuscles. A lot of it is the plasma. Kozman, that it's all together, is all Dina Kedam. So the same over here, there's such a Din. The Kozman, that's the Mishnah in Challah. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole Mishnah. Kozman, that you have the Suban and the Morsan on the shells are together with the grain. Then it's dinok dogon. It's dinok hameshes mini dogon, and it's mitzarf lechiyuv challah, the sheer challah. But if you separate it and then you mix it together, once you separate it, then it's not dinok kemaychal anymore. If you mix it back together again, it will not be mitzarf yachad. So that's what Tosis is referring to in the top Tosis on Ayin Dalet. No, it's not really too relevant. The second Tosis on Ayin Dalet. It's not really too relevant to argue more.
Case number two has a frank about the milk that's boiling. How is that different from the
physical
lot of
Zeya?
How is that different from
lot of Zeya?
That is
Zeya,
okay.
So you would think that Zeya does not apply to milk in general? Zeya does apply. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Zeya does apply to milk. But the question is it Minatorah Midirabbanan? We are machmed that zeyas amashkim is dino kimashkim. So if you have milk that evaporates, the steam that goes up, even though it's pure H2O, is also milchik. So that's a shayla. Is that only milchik midirabbanan? Because it's like the memichol that's really separated from the curds. Or do you say no, that since it's still connected on the bottom, maybe it'll still be milchik minatar? In Shulchan Aruch it says that the steam that comes from the milk is milchik, but it doesn't explain whether it's the rice or the rabbanan. He's not sure. He's not sure. He thinks Kolzman. The rule is Kolzman is together. It's Milchik Ben Atera, and after it separates, it's only Milchik Ben Rabban. He's not sure whether this is still called together. Halacha separation. So that's the Gemara that Tosis is quoting. Kidyama b'sof perik, and according to Gemara, the end of the perik, when you get the chiyuv chala. Okay, it's not really relevant to our Gemara. Just has the same phrase, Kena ani ochel pito b'isa belusa. And there it says, Kena ani ochel pito, that some people eat like that. Isa belusa. Itas belusa. Same expression appears. But it means two different things. In each case, it's a different context, means a different thing. Okay. Then we were learning the Gemara yesterday. There was this Brisa, that was a Peladika Brisa. The Sefer of the Brisa contradicts the Reisha. It says, Borer v'yochel, you're permitted to do Brera. Then it says, Lo yivrov in biruch haiv chatos. First it says Muta, then it says it's an Isa derais. It doesn't give three chilukim, just says two chilukim. Sometimes it's Muta. You have to explain sometimes and sometimes. Sometimes it's mutter. The simple reading of the Brisa doesn't make any sense. It says it's mutter and yechayv misa. How can it be yechayv misa if it's mutter? So obviously you're talking about two cases, and it doesn't give three cases. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. And one of the interpretations, if there were three chilukim, sometimes mutter, sometimes osim and the rabbon, and sometimes osim and atur. But the Brisa doesn't give the three chiluki dinim. That's what Tosis learns the Gemara's kasha wants. So the kids, so you have a brisa that says sometimes brer is muta, sometimes osa. When is it muta, when is it osa? So the Gemara has different shotim. So the first part was Ula says, Lebo Bayom is muta. Then Rav Chisda says, what are you talking about? It's a new heta to do malachas Lebo Bayom. And Rav Chisda goes on Pochas Mekishia. Then the Rav Yosef, Muta left is Pochas Mekishia. What are you talking about? So he gives a different shot. So what did they think? Tosis says, all the Rishonim asked, what did they think? What did Ula think? And what did Rav Chisda think? What's going on here? Why did they have such happening? So Taisa says, no, the little Taisa, v'chimuta lefes, v'hametaritz, the comment that Taisa makes, Taisa happens to make the comment when Rav Yosef asks the kasha against Rav Chisda. So yes, v'chimuta lefes, pochas, v'kishia, Elohi paksa. Taisa's comment really could apply before also. Rav Chisda asked the same kasha against Ula. Ula said the Brisa meant to distinguish whether he's Bara Lebobayom or Bara Lemocher. He's Bara Lebobayom is Muta, Bara Lemocher is also. So yes, Maskev le Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asked on Ula's pshat. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, Muta is a Muta to cook Lebobayom. So what was the Havamina of Ula? What was the Havamina of Rav Chisda? What's going on? So Taisa explains. What's the final answer? What's the final pshat that we do accept? So Taisa says the final pshat is that if you have all the three conditions all added up together, Oichel Meiter Pseulis Miyad Biyad Shoin, then it's Mutter. Okay, why is it Mutter? So we had the two pshatim. The simple pshat is because it's Derech Achila. Then we have the other pshat from the Ramban, not that there's a void, whatever is Derech Achila is Mutter. A local din in Hilchas Boirer. It's only Osir. The definition of Boirer is Boirer Lioitzer. The Mishnah says Boirer, it's Bikitzer, it's a stenography. You really should have said the full description of the Malach is Boirer Lioitzer. So if you're lacking Lioitzer, then it's Mutas. If you have all the three conditions, then it's not called Lioitzer. If you're missing any one of the three conditions, then it is called Nasa Kemisha Boirer Lioitzer Bechayim. You see that that's the definition. So Taisis, the Poshup Shah Taisis goes with the Eter of Derech Achilo. Whenever something is Derech Achilo, it doesn't qualify as a malacha. The Torah doesn't prohibit us from breathing. You can't say, I'm not allowed to breathe, you're not allowed to eat. Malacha means something other than normal activity. You're allowed to breathe, you're allowed to eat. There's no malacha involved. So Taisa says, that's what Ula thought. To be borer, bo bayom, that's called derech achila. Basically, that's the maskana also, except that we pile on another couple of, it's not enough bo bayom, it has to be miyad. And it has to be Ochel Meter Chapsolus, and it has to be Biyad as opposed to Bikli. But basically, that's the beginning of the Pshat. What Ula said is the beginning of the Pshat. And Rav Chisda, what Rav Chisda said is totally rejected, the Pachas Mikishir. What he said is also along the same lines. Taisa says it even within Rav Chisda. They certainly say it within Ula. They understood. It's not that they were just guessing and it was totally nonsense. What they were saying was they thought that under these circumstances it's called Derech Achila and there's no Issa. And the Gemara rejected it. We don't accept it. The Vart is Derech Achil is Mutter, but that's not called Derech Achil. Yeah, what's the final answer? So Taisus learns in the name of Rabbi Nachman, you have to have all the three conditions together. If you have oichal mitoch hapsolus miad biyad, it's mutter. What is the word of oichal mitoch hapsolus? So Rashi has a comment 10 lines from the bottom of the Omer Dibra Maschel, oichal mitoch hapsolus. Rashi writes, lav derech breri. He could have given a different shot. He didn't have to say like Rashi, lav derech breri. He could have said the whole heter is that it's derech achila. The derech achila is if you're beginning the achila, if you take oichal mitoch hapsolus, you're going to take psolus mitoch oichal, how can you call that the haschalos or achila? But if you take oichal mitoch hapsolus, that's leading up to the achila. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says psolus mitoch oichal. Tosis explains when it's oichal merube psolus muat, when the rube is oichal. And the miut is the psolus. So then, the derech breir is that you take out the smaller amount from the larger amount. But if you're going to take out the larger amount from the smaller amount, it's going to take you a much longer amount of time. So that's kalachayat. So since it's kalachayat, so it's only the rabbanah. Lowers it down to the level of the rabbanah. So Rashi and Tosis both learn like that. Lav derech breir. They really didn't have to. They could have learned differently that all the three conditions are leading up to the point that it should be derech breir, that it should be derech achilah. So because Tosis learns the same as Rashi, so that's why they were bothered with the kasha. Mashma, the Tosis di mamascha borer. So they say mashma from this gemara, what is yerechom b'terech apsoles is kalachayad, ain't derech breir kats kalachayad. Because the gemara says later fakir. That's the normal way. So Tosis says, yeah, it depends which is in the rov. If the rov is psolus, whatever the rov is, the normal minagolim is, you take out the muad from the meruba. You know, it'll take less time. You don't take out the meruba from the muad. So that's what Tosis explains. Yeshlam das psolus meruba leichol, depends which is the rov. Then Tosis is bothered with a kashe v'tzorachiyun. The end of v'tzorachiyun. Sounds like an achra. Tosis really ends up with Tzorachim. What's Tosis kasha? We know that on Yontif, on the first daf in Beitza, it says you're not allowed to squeeze out the peiros on Yontif. One opinion in the Gemara is that a Beitza shenol the Yontif is also the Rabban and the Gzer Mishim Mashkin Shazavu. If the juice got squeezed out by itself accidentally from the peiros, you're not allowed to drink it. See from the Gemara that it would appear that lischot peiros on yontif constitutes an isa deraisa. Squeezing out the fruits on yontif, squeezing out fruits on Shabbos, squeezing out zeisim on novim is an isa deraisa. It's an isa rabdisha. If squeezing out on yontif would only be an isa derabanan, so the pashtus is that to say that you're not allowed to drink the mashkin shezavu, Gzeira Shema Yischa, that'll be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So how do they have the right to introduce a Gzeira L'Gzeira? So it would appear from the Gemara that to squeeze out juices on Yontav is an Isa Deraisa. So Tosis asked the Kasha, but it's a Choychal Nefesh. Tosis in Beitz, the Gimel Amin Alfa, asked what happened to the Heterechal Nefesh. But Tosis quotes in Yerushalmi that Heterechal Nefesh is only Milisha V'Yelech. How do you know? Because in Chumash it says, Ushmarta Mesa Matzois, and the Yerushalmi assumes that you only need Shmura Mishas Lisha. In the Bavli, in Psochim, that's a machloikis. So we're machmir to require shmura mishas ktsira. But that's a chumra. It's an expensive chumra, costs a fortune of money. Mikir adin, if you don't have shmura mishas ktsira, we assume you can say a bracha al achilas matzo, even on shmura mishas lisha. Because mikir adin is enough shmura mishas lisha. Rishalmi is assuming like that. That shmartim is hamatzo, is called shmura mishas lisha. And the next pasuk, right next to that, in Parshas Boy, talks about Achai Sheyachal Ochol Nabashu Levad Yosel Lachem. So since the two pasukim are adjacent to each other, say Darshan Smuchim, that's a question. Is there such a midah in the midah Shatan Reshes? And you Darshan Smuchim, you have two dinim that appear in the same pasuk. That's called the Hekesh. You have two dinim that are in adjacent psukim, that's called smuchim. So that's a machlokes in the beginning of Yevamos for the Yidarshel smuchim. So the Gemara says in Chumash Dvarim and Mishnah Torah, everybody's masking that Yidarshel smuchim. We have many drushes that are based on smuchim and Chumash Dvarim. But in the rest of Chumash, it's a question among the Tanoim whether Yidarshel smuchim. So it's a problematic Yerushalmi. So Tosfos and Beitza, Gimel and Aleph quotes this Yerushalmi that they're assuming that Yidarshel smuchim is in Parshas Boy. Nechumish Mois, not Nechumish Dvar. So just like over there, Shmarta Mesamat is only Mishas Lisha V'yelech, so too, Hachashiyachal L'chol Neb, Shul Levad Yosel Lechem Neheter Echol Neb is only Lisha V'yelech, and Kodim Lisha, you're not allowed. So Disha, squeezing out the fruits is Disha, so that's Kodim Lisha. So Kodim Lisha, there's no Heter. So there's a big Machlekes of Rishonim, is that an Isa Dera, is that a Drasha Gemura, or is that only an Asmachta Medrabban? Maybe you don't Darshan Smuch. Not Chumash Dvar. So maybe the whole drasha is a make-believe drasha. Maybe it's only with the Rabbanim. Maybe Kodim Lisha is really Mutam and Atar, it's only Asim Rabbanim. So that's a big machlek. The Raif in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Mashkin Shezavu is Asar on Yontif. One opinion in the Gemara. Gemara has four reasons. Why is Beitzer Shanol of Yontif Asar? So one of the four reasons is, it's part of the logic Zera of Mashkin Shezavu. One says part of the Zera of Peris Anoshrim. So Taisi asked the same kasha. You're not allowed to pluck off an apple from the tree on Shabbos. There's no heter on Shabbos, but on Yontif, why shouldn't you be permitted to pluck off the apple from the tree? You want to have a fresh fruit? So the answer is that kotzer is kodem lisha and there's no heter. So that's a shaila. Is that an isa deraisa kodem lisha, or is that an isa derabbanan? If it's only an isa derabbanan on Yontif, so why did they make a gzeir that peris hanoshim is also a derabbanan? Gzeir shem yala b'yitlosh. If the whole yala b'yitlosh is only a derabbanan. So the kasha is not insurmountable. The world doesn't come to an end because of this kasha. You can say, Poshet, on Shabbos it's an Isa Deraisa, Yala V'Yitlosh. If it'll be Kotzer on Shabbos, it'll squeeze out the Mashkin on Shabbos, it'll be an Isa Deraisa. So they made Gzeira on Shabbos, Mashkin Shezova, Peres Andoshim, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, Gzeira Shema Yala V'Yitlosh, and Gzeira Shema Yischot. And whatever they asked on Shabbos carries over to Yontif. Even though really on Yontif it really perhaps should have been a gzeira l'gzeira, the heter echol nefesh really does apply, and the whole prohibition against squeezing out the juice and plucking off the fruits may only be midirabbanan to begin with. So what are you making gzeira l'gzeira? The answer is the original gzeira is may l'kovet Shabbos, and whatever applies to Shabbos carries over to Yontif, even if the reason doesn't apply. That's how the Ramban holds. The Shaila, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to warm up water on Yontif to wash mechitzas kol aguf. The Gemara quotes it earlier in Perakira. You're allowed to warm up on Yontif. That's on Lamites on the base. Maseches Shabbos daf Lamites on the base. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Beitza. So Beishamai say lo yechem adam chamel raglov elakem gu ilishtiya. You're not allowed to warm up water in order to wash your feet on Yontif. We see only matirim to wash pan of yod v'ragla, but to wash kol aguf you're not allowed to. So Tosis wants to know what's wrong with washing kol aguf. Why is it awesome? So Tosis comes up with a chiddush. Tosis here and Tosis in Beitza, they come up with a chiddush that's not a dover hashav l'chol nefesh. The Tosis dibra maskal beisila matirim on daf lametes on this. Taisus says you're only allowed to do a malacha on Yontif if it's a dovah shavu l'chol nefesh, cooking food. People don't enjoy rhubarb. You're cooking spinach, whatever. They don't enjoy spinach. Food is food. The Gemara says it doesn't. Food is always a matter of taste. Food is called dovah shavu l'chol nefesh, even though everybody has their own taste. Some people enjoy this, some people enjoy that. But food is mutter. But let's say you're going to burn mugmer. They used to have a practice after the meal was over, after the benching, so they would burn fragrant-smelling incense on coals, and they say a bracha over smelling the fragrant aroma. So you're not allowed to do that on Yontif, the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Ksubis you're not allowed to burn mugmer on Yontif because that's called Dovah Sheina Shavel Chol Nefesh. This explains what's called Shavel Chol Nefesh. This quotes it from Ksubis Dav Zayin. Here the Tosis is Shabbos Lametes on the Beisim Maschal B'Silam Atir. So they say, why is it that cooking food is mutter even though it's a meichel that hardly anybody enjoys? And sreifas mugmer is also, even though many people enjoy it. A high percentage of people enjoy the sreifas mugmer, than the people who enjoy eating this food. So Tei says, no, it's not a question of what the percentage. Dovah Shaul L'chol Nefesh doesn't mean 51%, 61%, 71% of the population. No, it depends whether it's L'tainuk B'almo or it's L'brius. Whatever is L'brius, food is food. Right, this is a junk food. It's not kasha. But food is food. So food is called L'brius, even if the food happens to be very unhealthy. Right, that challenge. The guy's already overweight. So food is food. That's called L'brius. But if it's only L'tainuk B'almo, it's not even food. So L'tainuk B'almo is also, even though everyone enjoys it. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says over here. Even if he talks about smoking. So he said, it doesn't matter the fact that more people smoke, less people smoke. He says, the question is whether smoking is L'tainuk B'almo, or smoking is L'brius. He, and during his lifetime, the people who smoked said that smoking was very healthy. For it aided in digesting the food. Shine. That was the medical science in the days of the Pnei Yeshua in the 1700s, that they held that whatever smoking they had, I don't know. So they thought that that was healthy. So he says, even if hardly anybody smokes, if it's L'brius, so according to Tyson's definition, it's not a function of what percentage of the population enjoys it. Dorba Hashav v'lechol nefesh doesn't depend how many people enjoy it. Depends whether it's L'brius or L'tainuk B'yam. So Tyson's claim, first of all, Tyson develops this klal. What's the pshat in the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin that Dov Shein Hashav L'chol Nefesh is Osir? So they say what the Gemara means to say is not the question of percentage of the population who enjoys it, but rather L'brius versus L'tainu. And then they come up with this Wapra V'chidish that to take a shower or to take a bath, Rechitzas Kol Aguf, that's only L'tainuk B'almo. That's not L'brius. That's not for health purposes. That's only the Mufunokim, take a bath or a shower. Normal people, when they smell, you throw on a little perfume. That's how George Washington did. That's how Abraham Lincoln did. That's the Deri Deiris, the founding fathers of Asenu Akdoshim. That's what they all did. Once a year, they went to mikveh, an Erev Yom Kippur or something. Women went to mikveh every month. Okay, it's a different stuff. But the men, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, they went to mikveh. Otherwise, they didn't wash kol aguf. So Tosfos says that that's only L'tainuk B'almo, that's not L'brius. So that's anisa deraisa. Tosfos makes it. That's anisa deraisa. To heat up water on yontif for chitzas kol aguf is going to be anisa deraisa. The Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, and he says he doesn't think that it was ever true. But Tosfos says that chitzas kol aguf is only l'tainuk b'yom. Today it's not true. Today people don't even people who are not interested in tanugas olam hazeh, but they still shower. They still bathe with hot water. Today it's assumed that bathing is L'brius aguf. It's healthier to bathe. It's not only L'tainuk B'almo. You stay healthier if your body is clean. So if the only reason why you're not allowed to take a hot shower on Yontif is because of the Tosfos, then the whole thing should be mutter b'zman hazeh. So the Ramban and Shulchan Aruch, they quote both. They quote the Tosfos and the Ramban. So Ramban says, no, it's a different reason. Then on Shabbos, the Gemara has a whole sugya there. That's where this appears. In the sugya, there's Exeris HaBalonim. The Balonim are the bathhouse attendants. In the days of the Tanoim, the Balonim were not the most religious Jews. So they used to have, Beis HaMerchas was open on Shabbos, and it was open on Yontif. And supposedly the fire was made on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontif, and all the water was hot from before Shabbos. And Lamai said, that's not what was going on. They knew that everybody was in shul in the morning, and then they ate the cholent, and then they would come to sit in Beis HaMerchitz at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they would turn on the fire on Shabbos at 3 o'clock. What, do they have to have logs burning a whole Friday night, the whole Shabbos morning? Now, what should they waste all that energy, all that cost a lot of money? So there would be Mechal Shabbos, and make believe that everything was under rabbinic supervision. Everything was okay. So the Tanoim finally caught on that they're all being Mechal Shabbos. So they made Xerah that you're not allowed to bathe. Rechitzas kol aguf is also on Shabbos. That's called Xerah Sabalach because they saw that they're being Mechal Shabbos. So the Ramban says that strictly speaking, it doesn't really make any sense to prohibit this on Yontif. It should be Mutter. Rechitzas kol aguf should be Mutter on Yontif. But he says, whenever there's a gzera that makes sense on Shabbos, we carry over the gzera to Yontif. Even on Yontif, it doesn't make any sense. And he refers it as a Gemara in Beitza that has like that. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim Temeim on Shabbos. The Gemara gives four reasons why. So the Gemara says, but all those reasons don't apply to Yontif. And Yontav should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Gzeri Yontav Otter Shabbos. It just carried over. Everything from Shabbos is carried over to Yontav, even though it doesn't really make so much sense. Ein Bein Yontav, the Mishnah appears twice. The Mishnah appears in Megillah, and it appears in Beitza. Ein Bein Yontav L'Shabbos Alach Nevesh Bolvad. So Tosis explains, the Mishnah in Beitza, Ein Bein Yontav L'Shabbos Alach Nevesh Bolvad, goes on the level of the Raisa. And Mishnah Megillah means on the level of the Rabbanon. All the Gzeris that the Chachamim instituted on Shabbos, even though on Yontif they don't all necessarily make so much sense that you should introduce them on Yontif, but that's not loch. Ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos, even on the level of the Rabban. This kasha that the Rishonim had, you see from the Gemara, the first daf in Beitza, from two of the opinions there, the Gemara says Beitza shenol de Yontif. One Amara says that it's also because it's part of the Gzera Peris on Oshrim. One Amara says it's also because it's part of the Gzera Mashkan Shazovu. So if plucking off fruits from the tree on Yontav is only awesome in the Rabbanon, squeezing out the juice is only awesome in the Rabbanon. So how can they asar on Yontav, Mashkin, Shazal, Peres, Anoshim, Sizner, it's the Chagzeru, Lekzer, Sizner, Gemara, clear cut, Pechoche, that squeezes, that Koidim, Lisha, and he said, there is any Malacha that's on the list before Lisha, Melisha, Vielach, is a real Droshig Mordar. The answer is not necessarily. It could be that Kaidim Lisha is only an Issa de Rabbanon, and they wouldn't have made a Gzeira on Yontav, it really should be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. But they made the Gzeira on Shabbos, a Mashkin Shazov, a Peres on Yontav. Whatever they asked on Shabbos carries over to Yontav. That's what the Ramban says on Daf Lamed Tes. The Ramban says he's not making it up from thin air. He says he's quoting it from the Gemara in Beitza. But when the Mishnah has in Beitza, you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim Tmeim on Shabbos. And then it says Yontav also not. The Gemara asks, but the reasons don't make any sense on Yontav. The Gemara says, Gzera Yontav Otter Shabbos. They carried over all of them. So this is a big machlokes harishonim. Milisha v'yelech. Is that an Issa deraisa? Or is that an Issa derabon? Here on Tzadikeyam and Aleph, he looked a little bit in the Tosis, Aroida Chalas Dvash. That's a famous Tosis. Roida chalos dvash is a machlokes satanoim. When the bees produce honey, and the honey is on the honeycombs, and you scrape off the honey from the combs, so is that an issa deraisa of kotzer, or is that only an issa derabban? It looks like kotzer. It's not like an apple that's growing from the tree. It's not vegetation. It's just stuck on the honeycombs. So that's a machlokes ablezer nechachamim. The Gemara says based on a pasuk. In Shmuel Aleph, chapter Yudalid, the expression appears, Yaris Hadvash. Yichima Inyan Yaret, Zaldvash, Alelom Aleph, Ma Yaret, Tel Shemene, Bishabes Chayv Chatos, Avchal Zdvash, Ered Menem, Shabes Chayv Chatos. It's called Yaris Hadvash, like Dvash is, like a Yar is Mechuber, a forest. Like a Yar is Mechuber, and if you chop down a tree, or you pluck off a branch, you break a branch off from the tree, or you rip off a leaf from a branch on a tree. So that's a Malach of Kotzir. So too, if you scrape off the honey from the honeycomb, so Reb Lezer is on the opinion, Reb Lezer ben Hurkan, Reb Lezer God is on the opinion, that's an Issa Derais. We paskin that it's only Midirabbana, it's not an Issa Derais. He holds that it's Mamish Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kikarka. See, he holds that Reuda Chalos Dvash B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos, and B'Yontav is Loike, and we paskin it's only Midirabbana. So Tosis wants to know, why is B'Yontav Loike? What happened to Eichel Nefesh? Why isn't it covered with the head of Reichel Nefesh? So Tosis says, oh, it must be Dvash Hidvish. It must be that the Dvash is spoiled, so it's not edible. Or the Dvash is also Bahano. How is Dvash also Bahano? Somebody deified the Dvash. Can it be Dvash is also Bahano? Unless the bees, sometimes the bees are drinking Yai Nesach. They have different kinds of dvash. They're different in England. They have in America, they have the same kind of dvash. Basically the same. But in England, they have different flavors for honey. Depending on what the bees were eating. Sometimes they have bees that are right near a winery. So they drink the stamya, you know, and they have one kind of honey. And if they eat the chazer, near a different factory, then this, then the dvash will have a different flavor. In America, we don't have that. So that's where do you have a case? Dvash hidvish, the dvash spoiled. Okay, what do you mean also bano? I can have dvash that's also bano. Far fetched case. The dvash is also bano. So Tosis works hard on this. Well, why should he be like other isha? The Ran and Beitza says, what's the problem? Kodem Lisha is an isa deraisa. So there's no heter at all. To pluck off the fruits from the tree is not called Eichel Nefesh. Tosis is assuming that the whole drasha of Melisha Bielich is only an asmachta mid the rabbanon. But that's where they're bothered with the kasha, that the pluck off the fruit from the tree is only an isa de rabbanon. So even if you say Yares Hadvash, you can scream from today till tomorrow, Yares Hadvash, then Ma Yar is Mechuber, Af Hadvash is Dinik Mechuber, but plucking off apples itself is Mutam and Atar, it's only awesome rabbanon. How are you going to give the guy Malkus? So according to the other Rishonim, and they say there's no, the Ran and Beitzer says, no kasha. If you only Melisha Bielich is a drasha gemura, so he says, is Meyushiv Tosis kasha and Af Tzadikei.
After Yom Tov, that you can't be, that even the culture
of
this new money is going to be,
would
that be
Tosfot's
answer?
I mean, it should be Mukta. No, that is Mukta Midir Rabbon. Okay. That's probably Nisa. Pashup Shat, it's only Midir Rabbon. Yeah. Pashup Shat, it's only Midir Rabbon. So Tosfot asks, Rav Leizer holds that it's an Isa Deraisa. So to emphasize that it's an Isa Deraisa, he says, Yechayiv Chatos, there's no Chatos on an Isa Deraisa Rabbon. Chatas is not bo ben adam and adovim. So he says Yechayiv Chatas on Shabbos, and he says on Yontav you get Malkus. If it would have been an Issa Derabbanan, you wouldn't be Loika Arboim. He says Loika Arboim means a real Malkus Derais. So that's Tesis Kasha. How can it be an Issa Derais? What happened to Eter Echonam? So if you hold that Melisha Bielich is a Droshik Mura, so the Ran says that the whole Kasha falls on its face. What's the Kasha? This is Kaidim Melisha. So Tesis clearly assumes the whole premise of the Tosis on Sadekim and Aleph is that Kodem Lisha is an Iser, is only an Iser de Rabbana. It's only an Asmachtam de Rabbana. Anyway, that's the issue over here. Borer. Tosis has a Kasha, the Kosha, a $9 and Aleph, the second half of Borer the Yochel. So the Kosha, the Rashbo, the Rashmi Shans has a Kasha from the Gemara in Beitzo. The Beis Hillel permit you to do borer kedarkoi on Yontif. So they say with Tzarchi and Sham, what's going on? Even Beis Shammai, they have a stira within Beis Shammai. So this is part of the issue of Kodem Lisha. But the Kodem Lisha is Kodem Lisha and Issa Deraisa. So then you have a big question. It's an Issa Deraisa. So Shabbos and Yontif is the same. The old Melisha Bielich is only a chumra mid the rabbanon. So hey, mama, hey, mama. So there's room to negotiate. So you can say they were mekel. In certain cases, they were mekel. So this Taisus al pi pashtus is so bothered with the kashin. They say it's sorachiyon. They seem to be assuming that koydim lisha is a real problem deraisa. Not like they hold on sarkeim and aleph. Yeah, they seem to hold that koydim lisha is only the rabbanon. Different opinions in the Taisus are different opinions. Where the Melisha Bielich is a din derais, a din derabon. The Gemara tells that in the yeshiva they used to have Toranut, who's going to serve on the tables. So one Shabbos, it was Rabibi's turn. Shabbata de Rabibi Havoy. Rashi says it was his turn for the Higia Yomo, the assignment of Mishamish Allah Talmidim. It was his turn to serve. And they had two guests there, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, prominent rabbis. And you would have thought that he would have prepared the food, he would have removed the psoilus from the Yochel in a way that it's mutter. And he didn't, he just took all the food and he dumped it on a table with the psoilus with the Yochel all together. So the Gemara says they're not sure what the apparently this Rabbi was a learned fellow. He was a Talmud, but apparently he was learning. So the Gemara says, "V'lo yedaina." I'm not sure what he had up his sleeve. Imishum, was it a halachic consideration? Mishum zaba echam techa pselus azaser, or was it just ein yafehu de mechavim? Maybe he just thought that it's nicer to have a table full. If he would have removed the pselus from the oichel, it would have been only a smaller amount. Like this, it filled up a whole bowl. It filled up a whole half a table. So they're not sure. So what do you mean? Maybe he had a halachic consideration that what? The Reichel Mitech HaPselus is Asa, Naya Maisa. It's Mutter. There's no one who said that it's Asa. Reichel Mitech HaPselus Miyad Biyad. Of course it's Mutter. The Taisa says no. The bottom Taisa says no. Of course that's Mutter. No one disagrees. They're just raising the question, why didn't he do the Brera in the kitchen? Why didn't he do it before? Before he was about to serve. Does he hold that it's only muta echamitacham solus miyad biyad, and this was not miyad? Miyad means miyad. Or no, it wasn't halachic consideration. It was derech eretz. He wanted it to look like there's more food. It looks nicer. Ein yofer hu demecham. Okay. But echamitacham solus miyad biyad, everybody holds his muta. That's a shaila. How do you define miyad? That's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, like that rach, that teisik. You need the three conditions. How do we define la'alter? La'alter doesn't mean derech achila. It doesn't mean that he's mamish eating. It means he's soon about to eat. How soon? So some say a half an hour. That's samuch la'achila. Samuch la'achila is a shear of a half an hour. Some of we see sometimes is a shir deraisa, half an hour. We see that it's a shir derabbanon. Some of is a half an hour is a shir derabbanon. There is a mishnah in the Arvei Pesachim. So it says some of lemincha gedoylo, some of lemincha ktano. So some of the Rashbam says over there a half an hour before. So mincha gedoylo is now is about 1:20, half an hour after chatzos. So some of lemincha gedoylo would be 10 to 1, chatzos. Mincha Ktana. Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. The Samach Mincha Ktana would be 3 hours before the end of the day. Half an hour before, 2.5 hours. Samach, it says you shouldn't start a meal Samach Mincha on Shabbos and Yom. That's what we're machmir. So the Gemara has a diun. Does it mean Samach Mincha Gdol or Samach Mincha Ktana? So basically, we're makel. In Hilchas Pesach when they go, that the Yisra only applies Samach Lemincha Ktan. Samach Lemincha Gdol Yiraladi. In Hilchas Sukkah, the Achreinim are wrote by the Vikash. In Hilchas Sukkah, the Ramah quotes the Ran who is Machmer. Hilchas Sukkah, it says, you shouldn't eat Samach Lemincha on Erev Sukkah Kadesh Yoichal Leteyova. We pass in on Shabbos. On Shabbos and any other Yontif, you're allowed to eat an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. It's only Midas Chassidus, not you're allowed to eat even after Samach Lemincha. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to. Kadesh Yecho Matzah Leteyovim. Because Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah. So the Ramah quotes Rishayim who apply this to Erev Sukkot also. Kadesh Yecho B'sukkah Leteyovim. That's questionable. That is it really so? Ilayna Chamishas and Chamishas. Everything the Gemara says is Gzereshava. Chamishas and Chamishas. The Gemara says at the end of the second parak in Sukkah. We equate the dinim between Pesach, Achilas Matzah, Leil Pesach, and Achila B'Sukkah, and Leil Sukkahs. That Laila Rishon Chayvim Mekam Yelech Rishus, and it's Kezayis Dogon. We have a lot of dinim that are similar. So this also, we say that just like we want that Yishi should eat the Matzah L'Teyovim, so you shouldn't eat a meal, Samach L'Mincha, and Er Pesach, so too. We carry that over to Sukkot, even though there's room to Dingzach, that maybe it doesn't make any sense on Erev Sukkot. So you should carry over the same way it is on Erev Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim had a deal in Amoraim. Does it go on Samach L'Mincha Gedola, half an hour before Mincha Gedola, means Chatzos, or Samach L'Mincha Ktana, instead of 2.5 hours before the end of the day, is Mincha Ktana, 3 hours before the end of the day. So we paskin and Hilchas Erev Pesach. L'kula, Samach L'mincha Ktana is also. Samach before that is Mutter. And Hilchas Sukkah, where the whole din itself is questionable, so the Ramah goes all the way to Chumr. Samach L'mincha Gdola. We're not so convinced that the whole thing makes any sense that you have to eat in the Sukkah L'Teyavan. It's not that the food is the mitzvah. Leil Pesach, the matzah is the mitzvah. The Korban Pesach, Kadesh Yechol, Korban Pesach L'Teyavan, Kadesh Yechol, Matzah L'Teyavan. So that not only the Ramah quotes those who are Machmer that the din of Erev Pesach carries over, doesn't apply to Erev Shavuos, doesn't apply to Erev Shabbos. Amidas Chassidus, people don't eat a meal on Erev Shabbos, Erev Sukkot, Erev Roshan. But Mikra Din, it's really Mutter. So the Ramah is Machmer all the way. You shouldn't have even Samach L'Mincha Gedola. Yeah. Even Samach L'Mincha Gedola. So so the Shir Samach, the Rashbam writes over there, based on Shir Samach means a half an hour. This din that the Shir Samach is a half an hour, we have dinim deraisa that the Shir Samach is a half an hour. Take for example, there's a Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks a little bit about the din of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So Tosefes there has a little Tosefes in Beitza, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where they say it would appear from the Gemara that there is a specific amount of time. How much is Tosefes Shabbos? How much is Tosefes Yom Kippur? They don't know what it is. They don't know how to figure it out. But they say it would appear from that Gemara, it's not just a minute, it's not just a half a minute. There's some significant amount of time that you're obligated to add on. So on that daf, where the Tosefes establishes that, so we have the Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz now. Years ago, we didn't have it printed, so the Achronim all quoted from the manuscript, and now they printed the manuscript, so everybody has it. So in the Tosefes Rabbeinu Peretz, on Beitza, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, so he writes, he thinks that the Shir Tosefes Shabbos is a half an hour before the Zman. What do you mean? It means Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes is not voluntary. Bein Hashmashes is a Safek Yom Safek Laila. So that's not the Torah Tosefes. So you have to add on Iser Malocha half an hour before Bein Hashmashes begins. Whenever Bein Hashmashes begins. If your Bein Hashmashes begins at the Shkia, that's a Dedon Legoyen and the Balatanya Achoshish for that opinion. Bein Hashmashes begins at Shkia, so you should be Moshe Mechoyev Alakodesh half an hour before that. So what is the idea of half an hour before? It means Samach. You should be Mekabel Tasef Shabbos, Samach LeShabbos. And that's a concept deraisa, that Samach is a half an hour. That's a Shia deraisa. That's where there's a big problem. That's why if you Mekabel Tasef Shabbos half an hour before Shkia, and they're only going to daven Mincha 20 minutes before the Shkia, so you're going to daven Mincha after you Mekabel Tasef Shabbos, so I said in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to do that. It's not right. Daven Tfilas Chol after you're Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So that's why some yeshivas have an early minyan for Mincha. That Mincha earlier in the afternoon, so everybody who's in the mood can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos to his heart's content half an hour before the Shkia. And then the Mincha is taken care of already. You have in Shavuos, Masech HaShavuos, the Gemara has a din. And some Rishonim hold that it's a din deraisa, that if one is married, and his wife has a vesis kavua, when she has a riyaz dam, so not only is it osa lova alishto nido, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, v'hizartim ez b'nei Yisrael mitumosam, asor l'b'nei Yisrael she'irfishu m'nishaseihem, samuch levestan. What's pshat samuch levestan? So the Gemara says, if the woman expecting her period during the course of the day or during the course of the night, so the whole onah, the whole day or the whole night, is also lavo alishto. So the Ritvo writes on that Gemara, Samach Leves, I think it's Daf Yud Ches or something. He writes that that din, the whole owner, that's only a Chumra Midirabbanan. But what would be a din min HaTorah would be a half an hour before she's expected. He says, Samach Leves, Samach means a half an hour on the level of Deraisa. If she has a Vesis Kavua every month, whatever, like clockwork, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she gets a period. So half an hour before, 4 o'clock at 3:30, that would be the Issa Derais. The fact that he saw Salova Alishta the rest of the day, he says that's only Midirabban. So some feel that the Shir of Miyad, the altar over here, is also a half an hour. It's a Shir that's relevant to a Din Derais. Samach Lachila. Samach Lachila means within a half an hour before the time you're going to begin to eat it, so then it's Mutam. And the Mishnah Brura, he's more Makel than that. He says, if you're already finished, he quotes those who are making, if you shouldn't do Barerechum Metechem Solus B'yad, if you're going to skip, let's say it's Friday night and you're preparing this for Shalosh Udas. But if it's Shabbos morning and you're preparing it, if the Balabasta wants to do the Breyer at home before she goes to Shul, she's going to do Oichel Metechem Solus, it's going to be 2 hours before, 3 hours before the meal. If that's the upcoming meal, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes those who say that if it's for the next meal, as opposed to skipping for the meal after the next meal. So as long as it's for the next meal, that's already called samach. Different opinions, what's called samach? What's called miyad? Echem intercham serles miyad biyad. Quotes Chizkiyah's din. Very strange din. Rashi is not sure what's going on. So on the top line on Amud Beis in the Gemara, there's a girsology question. So Rashi has three girses, and each girs has a different shot. It goes one by one. All the three pshatim are Marav Sinik. They're all wild. So let's see one at a time. Turmis is some kind of a fruit or a vegetable, I don't know. The Gemara says you have to cook it 7 times in order that it should be roi l'achila. Shalke le'sheva zimni. You have to cook it 7 times, otherwise no good. So he says, ha'boirer turmisim yitoch p'sor l'shalahem chayiv. Shaila is why? But it's oichel mitoch ha'psoilas. Why should it be yosa? Mara says, oichel mitoch ha'psoilas, if the oichel is merubah, then it's kalach hayad, Rashi said before. Rashi said that's not derech breira. Derech breira is you take out the muot from the merubah. How do you take out the merubah from the muot? So it's kalach hayad. How can you say chayiv chatos? Chayiv. Chayiv means that it's an isa deraisa, not just an isa derabbanon. So he gives an explanation why it's shiny turmisin. The shalki lay sheva zimne, you cook it 7 times to, Rashi says, lemaskon, to make it sweet. Doesn't taste good unless you cook it 7 times. The Eloi Shakli Lay, the first Prat Rashi is the way it's printed in our editions. The Eloi Shakli Lay, and if you're gonna leave the turmis in with the psoles altogether in the pot, if you're gonna leave it in too long, misrach, it's gonna get spoiled because of the psoles. So therefore, ukupsoles metoicho echel domi. Therefore, I treat the turmis itself, the oichel of the turmis, I treat like psoilas, and it's an isa psoilas mitoicha oichel. Why is it psoilas mitoicha oichel? So treat it like psoilas mitoicha psoilas. If you have oichel mitoicha oichel, and it's the same oichel, if it's all minecho, then there's no isa breira. Psoilas mitoicha psoilas, psoilas and psoilas is psoilas. So that's all psoilas minecho. Moshe has a tshuva about that. The shaila is if you have a strainer on the drain, on the sink, and everything that falls into the sink is all psoilas, but you're being borer this psoilas from the other psoilas because you don't want it to clog the drain. So the particles of chicken or the particles of vegetables, whatever that you're throwing out, are going to stay on top of the strainer, and the liquidy part that can go through the holes of the strainer is going to go down. So why isn't that borer? Shnei minim. So Rav Moshe says all psoilus is minecha. Psoilus is psoilus is psoilus. So there's no. Bara oichel mitoch oichel is aser if there's shnei minim. But if it's all minecha, how can it be an iser of bara? So what's over here? He's taking out some turmisim. So I say since the turmis will turn into psoilus if I leave it too long, so I treat the turmis, even the ochel of the turmis, as if it were psoilus. So when I take it out of psoilas, mitoch ha-psoilas. So what's wrong? So the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Once you separate it, it's not going to become psoilas. But if you leave it longer, if you leave flesh out of the refrigerator for a month, it'll smell, it'll rot also. But you're not leaving it out of a month. So right now it's oichel. I don't know. Peladikin Gemara. So Rashi learns that girsa. The first time Rashi is the girsa that's in our Gemara. Hilkach, the Rashi writes, Misra, Hilkach, Oichal Nami, calls Manshimura by Havi Kipsolin. Mihu Oichal Hu. Basically, it is Oichal. It is Roilachi. But since it'll, the meat or the chicken, if I leave it out of the refrigerator, it'll get spoiled. And it won't be healthy to eat it. That'll take a while. But over here, this is not going to take so long. So if I'm going to leave the oichel of the turmisin with the psoilas, it's going to turn into psoilas. I already label it now. On the one hand, I label it a psoilas. Mihu oichel hu. On the other hand, I label it as oichel. So how do I deal with it? U'machmir min alei, and I have to go l'chumer in both directions. Whenever you have something that's tarte disasri, is both oichel and psoilas opposites from each other. You have to treat it lechumra in all directions. So when you remove the turmis from the rest of the turmis, so you have to go lechumra whatever is possible. So I treat the turmis that I'm taking out as if it's psoilas, and the turmis that remains behind as if it's oichel, because all the turmis is basically oichel and psoilas bevasachas.
That's what Rashi says, Machmir and Alei. And I go Luchumra in both directions. Kami Oichel, who basically it is Oichel. So it's a Tarte de Sasri, Tarte de Sasri. You always have to go Luchumra. Machmir and Alei, Lemeb Yahud, Shokel, Kitzolis, Metoichel, Oichel. What remains behind basically is Oichel. This is like the famous Ritvon Yuma. The Ritvon Yuma, Ramem Zayin or so, has a comment. He's explaining a Gemara there. The Gemara has a suffix, what the Kohen Gadol does, the Malach Hoftan of Ketores Samim Daka on Yom Kippur. So he takes the Ketores in the two hands together. Malach Hoftan of Ketores Samim Daka. So what if some of the Ketores gets caught in between his fingers? The Ketores that falls out, he sticks his hands in, and then there's Ketores inside the hands, and the Ketores that falls out on the outside. So whatever falls out on the outside doesn't have the special Kedusha of the Ketores Malach Hoftan. What about Beinat Binayim? What about what's stuck in between his fingers? Is that Kibifnim or is that Kibachutz? So the Gemara says, I think Rava thought about it for a while, and then he said, Sveikahu. So the Ritva said, so what changed? So yes, then what's it did? Is it Kibifnim, Kibachutz? Beinat Binayim, what's stuck in between the fingers? Is it like inside, outside? Thinking, then he says, I don't know. That's what he said in the beginning, he doesn't know. So what do they quote? They should have quote. Basa de bayo hara pashta sveikahu. What's basa de bayo hara pashta? He doesn't know, he wasn't pashta. So he says, no. He means it's a din suffix. It has the both. It has the properties of kilifnim, has the properties of kibachutz. So since it's a tarte de sasri, so you have to treat it like a sveik, as if it were a suffix. It's not a real suffix. The halacha is that it has both properties. He gives a mashal, nobody asked him to. The Ritva gives a mashal, he says, mashal ma'adavatam bein hashmashas. He says, bein hashmashas, what? The rabbis, they're breaking their heads for so many centuries, and they still didn't figure out what's the status of this bein hashmashas. When the day ends and when the night begins, the answer is, no, it's not a secret. There's a period of time between the Shki and the Tzeis HaKechavim, a whole amount of time, that has properties of Yom and properties of Laila. And because it's a Tarte de Sasra, how can it be Yom and Laila at the same time? It is. It's both Yom and Laila at the same time. So we treat it as if it were a suffix. So that's the Ritzvah explains this Gemara like that. That sometimes you have something that has contradictory elements in it. It's a Tarte de Sasra. So you treat it as if it were a suffix. So Rashi's first pshat is like that. But really, this is a whopper of a pshat. He says that the turmis that's cooked, after it's cooked seven times, is taka oichel, it's roi lachilo. But because if you leave it in a little too long, it'll become nisrach. So therefore, be already treated as if it were psolus. So it's both psolus and oichel at the same time. Mi oichel hu. Lamais it is oichel. But we halachically declare it also as psolus. So it's oichel and psolus at the same time. So therefore, what? So when I take out some of the turmis from the rest of the turmis, so I say, oh, I have to go lechumra. The turmis that I'm taking out is dina kipsolus. The turmis that remains behind is dina koichel. It's the exact same turmis, the exact same food. How can you say this is oichel? That's the first pshat in Rashi. A tarte de sasri, when you have two elements that contradict each other in the same thing, so you go to chumra in both directions, even a chumra that's a contradictory chumra. It can't be. How can it be that this soilus metoch oichel? You go to chumra even if it's a tarte de sasra. Even if it's impossible. This contradicts that. If this is psolus, so that's psolus. Psolus metoch psolus is mutter. If that's oichel, this is oichel. It's the same turmis. No. You have to go to chumra in both directions, even though it's a tarte de sasra. No, it's not that anything has elements, two contradictory elements. The Gemara had a tradition that you only need Haseda by two out of the Arba Kosos. There was a Machlokes Amoraim, which two need Haseda? So one argued out a whole logical argument that only the first two need Haseda. One argued out the logical presentation, only the last two. So we don't know which way to paskin, so we can't just arbitrarily pick these or those. So it's a Sofik the Rabbanon, you have to go Luchum Rembo.
That's a different case. No, here you have a thing that has contradictory elements within it. This turmis is both labeled as Echel and Psalus at the same time, like Ben Ashmashis has elements of Yom and elements of Laila at the same time. Like the Ben Abinayim, the Ritva interprets in the Gemara, Sekehu means it's a din sofik. Whenever you have a Tarte de Sasser, it's a din sofik. But this is really a Chiddush. It's a Tarte de Sasser, and you go to Chumre, even B'makam Tarte de Sasser. The Chumre contradicts itself. Such a discussion, some say the Ragachava has this also. Ragachava is the one who discovered this Ritva. I don't know how many people know all the Ritvos on Yuma. So the Ragachav is the one. Whatever they quote this Ritva. Tzofnas Paneach quotes this this Ritva in Yuma and Daf Memvav or something. So he relates it to the Machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Sukkah. Also around Memvav. The din is whenever something is Muktzah Ben Hashmashes, Nigid is Katzoyle Ben Hashmashes, is Katzoyle Kul Yom. Whenever something was Muktzah B'tchilas Hayom. So what if you have Shabbos next to Yontif? And something was muktzah on the first day, and there's no reason in the world that it should be muktzah on the second day. But if the Bein Hashmashes at the end of the first day, it's gonna be. You have to observe the laws of muktzah, because even though muktzah is only the rabbanon, and you really ought to say Bein Hashmashes is sofig, and maybe you should say sofig the rabbanon lekula. But you can't say that because it's whatever. It's either you say that it's a sofig deraisa, whether it's still Shabbos or it's still yontiv. So Ben Ashmashis is a suffix deraisa, which is relevant to dinim deraisa as well as to dinim derabbanon. So you have to go to Chumra even on the dinim derabbanon. Maybe you should say that it's a dovish yesh lamatiri. We shouldn't allow you to handle a muktzah Ben Ashmashis. Wait another 20 minutes, it'll be oishayl. Whatever it is, so we say that you're not allowed to, you can't be mekel on the muktzah Ben Ashmashis. So lamaisa, the whole block of time, the 25 minutes of Ben Ashmashis, in between the first day and the second day, you have to observe the laws of muktzah on this particular item because it may still be yesterday. So then Rashi says, aha. So once you had to observe Ben Hashmashes, so I say, Migir is katzoy de Ben Hashmashes, is katzoy le kiyom yom, it remains muktzah throughout the second day as well. So Taisa says, no, it's the chatar to the sasre. It's only muktzah Ben Hashmashes because you don't know when the first day ended and when the second day begins. You don't say, Taisa says, you don't say muktzah mach mesafik yem sha'avar. That's a Taisa's expression. Taisa has a long arichas. And Taisa's in Sukkah daf yud. They have a long arichas. The Gemara is really around daf memvav, memzayin or so on Sukkah. Where Rashi says that you do say, migid is katzoy mach mesafik yem sha'avar. And Taisa's on daf yud in Sukkah has a whole presentation with three rayas against Rashi. That right man said they all the kashas, all the Taisa's kashas, they fire for everything. Peladiga Taisus, but Taisus thought that they demolished Rashi Sheet. Anyway, so Taisus says that's logically inconsistent. Bein Hashmashes Asafik Yom Safik Laila, so it's only the Muktz only remains up until the point that it's still Yom. The minute that the Yom ends, the minute the first day ends and the next day begins, it's not really Muktz. It's just that you don't know when the first day ended and the second day began. So because you're ignorant, that's not called Migidus Katsoy the Bein Hashmashes. Migidus Katsoy Bein Hashmashes, leave out the word Bein Hashmashes. What it means is, whatever was Muktzah B'tchilos Hayoyim remains Muktzah throughout the duration of the rest of the day. This was never Muktzah for the 1 second of the Tchilos Hayoyim. As soon as the first day ended, the first second and the second day will not be Muktzah. I just don't know when the first day ends and the second day begins. So that's the Poshet HaHesber and Tosis. What's Pshat and Rashi? Rashi does say, Migidus Katsoy Mach Masafik Yom Shavar. So the Ragachava writes in his Sefer, when he quotes this Ritva, so he says, and that's Shitas Rashi. I think Rav Soloveitchik also said like that. That's Shitas Rashi. The Rashi holds it's not that Ben Hashmashes is a Safi Yom Safi Kalayla. You don't know where to draw the line. Up until which point is it Yom, and from what point on does it become to be Laila, and there's no overlap. No. Ben Hashmashes is a block of time, has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. So it's both yesterday and today at the same time. Yesterday and today at the same time. So it's not Muchtzamach Mesafik Yom Shavar. B'tchilas Hayoyim Av Yontif, it was that period of 20 minutes, 25 minutes, was both Sof Hayom Shal Esmo and Tchilas Hayom Shal Mocha. B'vasachas.
At what point would it be, though, as Yom Lila's provided? In other words, so it's still about every night. You're going to say it has elements of both?
That's what the Rav and Shabbos says, that Rashi probably thinks like the Ritva. That the Ritva wrote this on the Gemara Yuma, that Dein HaShemashes has elements of Yom and elements of Lailas, and the Mela is both yesterday and today at the same time. Even though it's Kimpi, how can it be yesterday and today at the same time? Either it's Erev Yom Tov or Yom. No, that's what Rashi held. It's along the lines of the Rashi, it's a tie to this answer. What did he say? That what? Yeah. The first time Rashi is very paladigma. It's going to become psolus, but it's not yet. So he read in the Gemara, we already declare it as dinakip psolus now. Peladik is, if you have, he says, if you have meat and you leave it out of the refrigerator long enough, it's going to get spoiled. You have milk and you leave it out long enough, it's going to get spoiled. So he said that all milk in the world is, all meat, all food in the world is going to spoil if you leave it long enough. So all food in the world is labeled as psolus. So he said, no, over here it's machom because it's more immediate. It's going to soon it's going to be. How soon? About a half an hour? I don't know. Peladik Rashi. That's the first pshat. Then he has another two pshat. Each pshat has a fantastic chidush. Okay, maybe we'll try to negotiate for a minyan for mincha now. Okay. Thank you.